Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
You know, I know that it's a pipe dream, but I really do wish that people would keep an eye on their brats in the grocery store. Honest to God, dude. Yesterday, I'm walking down, and this was at Albertsons. It's not like this was, you know, at Walmart or something like that. I'm going down the aisle. I've got a list. You know, I'm looking at things, whatever. Because I'm already starting to, like, stockpile stuff for Thanksgiving. Because you know me, man, I've got, like, 85 people who show up.
Yeah, well, even so, even if you didn't, you wait too long and the shelves are empty.
Yeah, and it's a pain in the neck. And so there are certain things that I really like to start getting right now. And so I'm not really paying attention to what's going on around me, which was a huge mistake because I got run into by a cart from behind because some little monster whose mom was not paying attention, like, ran around the corner of the aisle and came at mock speed straight at me with the cart. And it wasn't like, you know, he hit the biggest part of me, which is my butt. No. He hits that back part of your ankle where you want to, like, where you look like that shark meme where it says, you know, a shark stepping on a Lego. And it's like, yeah, I mean, and what are you going to do? I'm not going to curse at the kid.
Yeah.
You know?
You could.
No, it's not the kid's fault. It's the mom's fault for not paying attention.
It's the kid's fault, too.
No. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm all about a disciplined child. But the child can't discipline himself. He was 7 years old about.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
should know right from wrong by then.
No, little 7-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
Because his parents should be teaching him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But it's also the kid's fault. He should know better than to run around. I mean, come on.
No.
That's just one of the social norms. Come on, man.
He doesn't know social norms.
Sure
he has to be taught a social norm.
I'm sure he's been taught enough to know you don't run around stores with carts.
Clearly he has not, or else he would not be running around the store with a cart.
Clearly
because
that kid
his
needs
mother,
to be spanked.
Well, yeah. Clear, because
by a stranger, since his mother's not doing it.
Exactly. Because his mother comes meandering around the corner. Mijo, mi rey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she did not mi rey him. That's got to be an exaggeration on your part.
Almost. There was a mijo.
That would just be such a stereotype.
I know. There was a mijo, but there was not a mi rey.
Uh-huh.
But there was definitely.
But it was inferred,
there
wasn't
was definitely
it?
An inferred mi rey.
Right. Just by the tone of the mijo.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so I turned around and I looked at her and I shot her a look.
Did you?
Yeah. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
And I looked at her and I was like, no. As a matter of fact, it's not. And I said, I'm thinking I'm going to need an x-ray. And she, you know, kind of rolled her eyes and gave me the, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And I turned around. I'm like, lady, it's best if you move along.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to run your behind over. You know? Oh, man.
But well, you didn't say that out loud, did you?
No, but it was inferred.
That was inferred, by the laser look that you gave her, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so she's like, come on, sweetheart. Uh-huh. We don't want to bother other people. And I was like,
oh, wow, yeah.
You threw down
Sounds
then.
Sounds to me like she was mocking you.
You threw down then.
Absolutely.
So I turned around and I was like, yeah, mijo, make sure you don't bother other people because your mother's not keeping an eye on you.
Oh,
look, if you're going to throw down with me, Missy.
Oh, man.
By golly, that's it. Game on.
Did you do the drop the mic thing?
I certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
I even did the chicken head thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
That was absolutely worthy of a boom.
Yep. And so she got her, the look on her face was like, somebody spoke to me that way?
Yeah.
And then she, like, turned around and walked away.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, you're crisscrossing the aisles.
Sure.
So we saw each other, like, three more times.
Yeah. Made for some awkward moments the rest
it
of
was
the
like,
day, huh?
Yeah. It was totally like the you know, there's going to be a dance-off.
Right.
You know?
If only.
I know, right? It was hilarious. It was hilarious. But bless his heart, that poor kid, man, he kind of, you know, he would do the upwards kind of sideways glance at me like, oh, my God.
You know why? Because he knew better.
That's right.
That's why.
No.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
He'd gotten spoken to by somebody.
No, because he knew better.
Now, because somebody talked to him about it.
I might have to disagree with you, just like I disagreed with you on the carpet, on the lizard carpet at the airport. You know?
I just think
that kid knew better. He just decided not to.
You think?
Because his mother gives him such leeway. What does he care?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. it is solely in the parents'
sure.
lap
well,
when a kid acts like that.
I wouldn't put it as solely.
Because
when you know better, you know better. You just choose not to know better at that time.
Yeah, but if you're not being told by your mother to run, not to run around like a lunatic, then you don't know better because you've not been instructed properly.
Well, you've been instructed, just not at that time. See, because kids are kids. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I would push it. I would totally
sure,
push it.
Sure, of course.
It.
Who didn't?
I would know not to. But if you're not going to tell me not to at that time.
Okay. Okay. I'll compromise with you.
Then
I
it
can
must
see
not
that.
Pertain to this,
this moment.
You see?
At this particular time.
And I know when you were sneaking out the window, you were thinking the very same thing, Tricia.
Hey, don't say that. We're trying to keep these kids off drugs, babe. Come on. Don't be telling them I snuck out the window. Jeez. Lord.
Hey, but look, kids. She didn't feel good about it.
I didn't.
She didn't. She felt guilty the whole time she was out partying.
Guilt.
In the desert.
In what is the desert? Are you kidding? Not even. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Silly me.
At the desert.
Silly me.
Not even, honey bunch.
She don't camp and she don't party in the desert.
That's right, Missy. That's right.
It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Happy Friday.
Woo. KISS FM. Okay, you have one celebrity that you share your birthday with. She's 65 years old, and she used to be known by both names when she first burst on the scene as a stand-up comedian, and she was the domestic goddess. But then she got her own TV show, and now she's pretty much known by her first name.
Yeah, I would make it Roseanne. Roseanne Barr.
Yep, she's 65.
Show is coming back next year, and not as a remake. It's a revival with most of the original cast.
How are they going to bring back Dan?
Well, here's how I understand it. They're going to ignore the fact that Dan suffered a fatal heart attack in the original series finale.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Yeah, but except that the original series finale completely changed everything.
Right.
Not only did he suffer a fatal heart attack, but she was trying to get over her grief.
Right.
By writing a book.
Exactly. I don't know how they're going to tackle all of that. All I know is that John Goodman, his character, Dan Connor, will be on the reboot.
Huh.
So he didn't die, clearly. I don't know how they're going to explain the fact that in the final episode, it was revealed that pretty much what happened on the series had been a figment of Roseanne's imagination.
Right, exactly.
And her writing the book and changing everything to fit the way she wanted her little world to be.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to reveal all of that or how they're going to fix all of that or how much of that they're going to ignore. I have no idea.
You know he's going to step out of the shower.
No doubt.
You know he is.
You would think, right? You know, it'd be in a comedy and all, that would be how they would bring him back. But, I mean, who knows, dude? Who knows? They're really not saying much. Very little has been revealed about the reboot other than pretty much everybody, including Goodman, is coming back. I think the only person not coming back at this point is the older brother, who I believe passed away in real life. I think. Yeah. And then there's a question about that Big Bang guy, Galecki.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It hasn't been confirmed that he's coming back because he's on a different...
He's on Big Bang.
Yeah, but he's on a different network. Everything I've read thinks that, he's coming back as well.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, dude. I don't know how they're going to do this one, man. It should be interesting, but it's only an 8-series reboot, kind of like the Will and Grace thing.
Eight episode.
Yeah, so who knows how much of that is going to be different. Because if you recall, Will and Grace also kind of ignored their finale.
What was the finale on Will and Grace?
Well, she got married. There were children involved. And in this remake, there are no children.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm curious, though. I always did like the Roseanne show.
I never was a big fan. I watched it occasionally.
Yeah.
But I was not a rabid fan. I had a friend who was a rabid fan.
Yeah. I liked it myself.
I thought it was a pretty good show. It just never was one of those things that I was like, I got to sit down and watch this.
Hey, remember when Roseanne destroyed the national anthem?
Oh,
1990 wow. is when that happened.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind, though, that supposedly, allegedly, the story that she stuck through to all these years is that she did that on purpose.
Right.
That she was doing a parody, and she sung that badly on purpose.
Right, exactly. Oh, girl.
Whatever, man. It was still horrible,
it was awful.
Backlash that she received.
Oof. I don't think she really ever recovered from that.
It's a good thing the internet didn't exist back in the day, man. Can you imagine?
Kiss FM.
You don't know, no doubt notice that it's staying dark longer in the morning.
Yes, and I don't like it.
And darkness is coming sooner in the afternoon.
Yes.
That's because this is the weekend. This is the weekend that we fall back 1 hour, which means Monday's going to come an hour earlier than before, beginning this Monday.
No.
Yeah, because we're falling back.
We get it. That,
we're getting more of a Monday.
We do, yeah.
Horrible news, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we get more of a sleep on Sunday.
But that
means let's look at the glass half full.
Okay, all right. That's one way of looking at it. We get an extra hour of football on Sunday.
Oh, golly, hooray.
Yes, yes. So.
Okay, wait a minute. I would like to rethink my position.
Kiss FM.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Hey, so in all the years that you've lived in town, what have you never done that people consider it to be an El Paso thing?
Pilgrimage to Mont Cristo Rey.
Oh, yeah.
I did that one time.
Did you?
One time.
Oh, man. I've never done it.
Yeah. Many, many years ago, I did that one time.
My family's done it, but unfortunately, I have not joined them, and I would love to do a pilgrimage up to Mont Cristo Rey.
Oh, man, why haven't you never done it if the rest of your family does?
Probably work.
Yeah, and plus it starts real early.
It does.
Like, I mean, people start climbing that thing like at 6 in the morning.
Like dawn.
I got to get in shape to do the hike.
Well, yeah, because it's a lot of work. It's not a, you know, it is a hike.
Yeah, well, you could always, you know, you can stop. But what has always amazed me, or what amazed me that one time I went, was a number of people who do it on their knees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they crawl up there.
They do,
or they do it barefoot,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a sacrifice.
They do that as penance or as a sacrifice.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at that. And I was like, kudos.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm kind of ashamed to call myself an El Pasoan.
Oh,
and I haven't done a pilgrimage to Mont Cristo Rey.
Well, now you make me feel bad because I've never done it either. Man. That's it, Lucy. The next time this one happens, I'm calling you and we're going.
We're doing it.
Yeah, okay. I think the next one is going to be around Easter of next year. They only do it twice a year and the second one already happened.
Right.
Oh, okay. Easter it is.
Okay.
Okay, Lucy, it's a date.
Thank you.
All right, Lucy. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Kiss FM.
Two threats were made against Mottwood High School in the last 24 hours. I got a cough.
You know, the whole song, you could have coughed.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't decide when it comes up.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Socorro Independent School District officials say the first incident was reported after school on Wednesday, November the 1st.
Stop sucking on that thing.
That's what's trying to keep me from not coughing.
You probably swallowed some of that, didn't you?
No, I didn't swallow any of it. This is a Ricola.
Really? Yeah, well, you shouldn't speak with that in your mouth. I can hear it.
You cannot.
It sounds rude. It's like chewing gum.
Oh, for God's sake, could you be quiet, please?
Just telling you.
Two threats were made against Mottwood High School in the last 24 hours. Socorro Independent School District officials say the first incident was reported after school on Wednesday, November the 1st, when a student reportedly found a message written on a wall that said, quote, "I am going to shoot up the school on 11/2/17. Police investigated the message and found nothing to substantiate the potential threat. And they did send parents an automatic phone call from the district on Wednesday night about the incident. Now, the second threat was reported yesterday when a social media post was reported to the administration. The image shows a boy holding what appears to be a gun with the caption, "Don't go to school today." Authorities looked into the threat and the individual has been identified, but is not a student at Mottwood High School. SISD says the threat was addressed, but it's not known if the individual in the social media image will face charges. As a precaution, there was additional security on campus yesterday.
Now, how can you let somebody just make a terroristic threat like that and not prosecute them?
Mm, I know.
That doesn't make any sense, because all you're doing is encouraging others to do the same thing.
No, I agree. Probably what's happening is that they're still investigating it. Because here's the thing about these kind of incidents. People always say, you know, I mean, for heaven's sakes, we know that they did it. What's going on? If they don't do the proper investigative channels and everything like that, when you take it to the DA, he's going to go, I can't, you know what, you messed up along the way.
Yeah.
And so unless you have all your ducks in a row.
Sure.
So, I mean, right now, we don't know if they're going to face charges. But
couldn't you say, you know what, if we find out that laws were violated, we intend to prosecute to the full extent of the law?
No, they absolutely should say that.
Well, you know, I don't know if we're going to, you know, follow through with this or not.
I don't know that that's what they were saying. I think what they were saying is they don't know if the police department will be bringing it to the DA to file charges.
And how stupid are these kids?
Oh, my God. I mean, incredibly stupid.
Like, he's holding a gun, right, in this thing, and he shows his face.
Yeah, and he says, don't go to school tomorrow.
I mean, come on.
I know. But the kids are stupid.
You know, at least the other moron had his face covered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though he did take the mask off at the end.
Well, and the other thing is that as a parent, why are you not monitoring your kids' social media accounts?
Well, kids are very crafty when it comes to social media, and they know way more than 99% of the parents out there.
True.
They've got so many apps and so many ways to hide behind these kind of things.
That's true.
So I'm not going to put this entirely on the parents, although more than likely they have not been monitoring their social media accounts, but kids are very crafty when it comes to social media nowadays. They're pretty much born with social media knowledge already in their DNA.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why my oldest grandkid, no phone for you, kid.
Yeah.
Sorry. And it's not because I'm worried about what she's going to do on her social media account. It's just I just don't want to put that kind of possibility into her hands. So it's scary all the way around, dude. Kiss
FM. Our official Facebook page. People have been posting comments about totally El Paso things that they've never done, have never experienced. Lori writes that she's lived in El Paso her whole life and has never been to L&J's.
That's the one that shocked me just a minute ago.
No.
I was like, no.
Oh, you got to go, Lori, and you gotta try the green salsa.
Oh, dude.
My favorite. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, I always buy some to go. I just love me the green
that
salsa.
That stuff is delish.
A lot of tramway people. Ellen J's on the tramway. Ooh, Laura says she's never been to Ascarate Park. Laura. Well, next time you go when less than 750 people are expected to be there. Then you don't have to pay the brand new walk-in fee.
That's right.
That the county just instituted. You're going to have to pay to walk in now. Whenever there are special events and more than 750 people. And then Emma wrote that she's never been or had a charcoal or burger before, and she guesses it's too late now.
No. They're going to open again on Mesa soonish.
Soonish, the sign still says. And I saw the other day where on their Facebook page they were looking to hire people. So it's getting closer and closer to soonish.
Very nice.
Emma, you've gotten a reprieve. You can still do that, or you will soon. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. It's the love psychic, Jeannie Wilson.
Oh, my.
880-9393. Let's get you on. You can ask Jeannie one love-related relationship question, or we don't care that it's not Halloween. We do dead people. So if you think there's someone around you, because you know what? Jeannie also talks to the dead.
Yes, she does.
Then you can ask her about that as well. Either or, let's do this. KISS FM. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla, here's your chance to ask Jeannie Wilson, the love psychic, your one relationship question.
It's actually a more of a haunted question.
Oh, okay. Even better.
My daughter, ever since she was like about 12 years old, she was seeing what I think was a spirit, and it was always the same person. She tried throughout the years blocking him out. To this day, she doesn't see him anymore. It's been like 2 or 3 years. But I was wondering if he's still around.
Again, I get this is not an evil spirit.
Okay.
This is a guardian angel who is still around, but I'm getting the message he no longer appears in order to not scare her. It was scaring her, so you know, just know he's there, he's helping, he's doing what he can, but he doesn't want to scare her by appearing in front of her.
Yes, because he would appear in front of her, and it would, of course, scare her. I mean, the last time I think she saw him, she was about 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
But she told me she would try to block him out when things would start moving and things, you know, things like that. So ever since then, you know, I asked her recently. She's now 23, and I asked her if she still sees him. You know, she's seen him lately. We joke around and say, are you seeing dead people? And she was like, no. No, I haven't seen him anymore.
Yeah.
Well, she's more comfortable that way, so I wouldn't encourage it.
Okay.
Don't tell her to call him in. But he's there helping her. He is not bad. That's what I want you to know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, and Carla, he told me to tell you that he wants to be referred as BFUS.
Okay. I'll let her know.
All right. Thank you.
BFUS the Archangel.
Yeah, they don't really like, you know, that whole dead people thing.
Hey, Lizette, you're on with Jeannie the Love Psychic. Go ahead with your one question.
Oh, hi. My entire life, I've always felt like I had somebody, like, following me. And I've moved around, and I've always felt something there. Can you tell me what it is?
I got the word guidance. So, again, it is a male figure just guiding you, giving you advice in your head, making you think it's your thoughts, but it's intuitive advice coming through. So you feel it following you, again, for guidance, for help, this sort of thing. Do not be afraid is what I'm getting.
Okay, I know who it is.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, who is it?
Well, tell us.
It's my grandfather. He passed away when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
And I've always felt him.
Uh-huh.
Like, ever since he passed away when I was 12, I've always felt him in my life. And everywhere I move, anything I do.
Has he always given you advice in your head?
Yes. Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll hear, like, right now I'm trying to find a job, and I can hear him say, go for it, mija. You're going to do it. You're going to get it.
Oh,
and I'm like, excellent. That's what
sweet.
I want you to do. Talk to him. Yes.
That's cool.
How sweet, Lizette.
There's nothing better than a motivational ghost.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Lizette, good luck.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. That brings us to Elizabeth. You're on with Jeannie Wilson, the love psychic.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
I have a question. I was told by a psychic that I always have somebody, a man, next to me, that everywhere, he's always with me, and that he doesn't make me make my own decisions. When I decide something, you know, after a while, I say, no, I'm not going to do it, that he won't let me make my own decisions, but he's always beside me.
Well, it's because he knows better from the other side. He can see clearly what's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is excellent. You have help there.
But are you saying Elizabeth can't make good decisions?
No, I make good decisions, but sometimes, you know, family invites me to reunions and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I agree to go, but at the last minute, I'm like, no, I don't want to go.
It tells you, don't go.
When stuff like that happens, it's generally that you're going to have a bad time or an argument or be disappointed.
Right.
So the spiritual guide is helping you to stay away from the disappointment.
Does it ever tell you about, you know, that something is good, Elizabeth?
No. Never? He just doesn't. No, he doesn't speak. He just because the psychic that I she's a friend of my sister,
mm-hmm.
and she said that she likes me, but that she doesn't like the man that's always with me. Because he doesn't say anything. He's just there with her all the time.
Huh.
And she doesn't perceive that he's evil or anything like that.
Right.
But she goes, he won't leave her alone. I was going to get married a long time ago. But then at the last minute with everything ready, I said, no, I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Well, on that, I just get that now you're happy you didn't go through with the wedding.
Or, so again, yes, you got some advice there.
Or is Elizabeth just flaky and indecisive? We report.
No,
no,
she's not.
No.
That's one of the things I'm not.
No, she thinks a lot. She spends a lot of time in her head intellectualizing, and then he gives the guidance and makes the final decision.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Bye bye.
That's the funniest one I've heard.
That is great.
Comes to something or someone on the other side.
Yeah, paranormalish. Yeah.
Okay. Kiss FM. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, you're on with Jeannie. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeannie. I'm actually calling because me and my ex broke up about 4 months ago, and it all ended pretty abruptly. And we are still friends, I guess you could say, or trying to be friends. And I'm wondering, will we ever get back together and work it out?
I keep getting a 5-6. So 5 to 6 months from now, it looks like you'll be serious again. And in a normal relationship leading to marriage. But he seems to need time to just relax for now, get his thoughts together, maybe play the field a little bit.
What?
Okay.
So he needs to see that by being away, you are the right one, and he will get that message.
Awesome. Okay. Just curious. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, what happens if she has to be out the one getting out there and playing the field?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't like that.
Well, she can go, too.
Is she, though? Can you tell us that? Is she? Will she?
Oh, I feel she'll talk to a few people, but she'll stay in love with him and still want to get back with him. Mm-hmm. No one will equal what she feels, so she won't ruin the whole relationship.
Okay. All right.
They'll get back together so they can have a marriage.
I think Lisa's too good for this guy.
Yeah. Sounds like it, right?
She's too
good
for that
clown. She doesn't feel that way, Trisha.
I know she doesn't, but still.
Dude feels, like he's ready to cat around for a few months until he can make up his mind.
I don't like that.
Nay, I say. Nay. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
I hope we didn't scare you away.
I know.
Yeah. Trisha's not feeling well, and when she doesn't feel well, she's a bit judgmental.
Oh, my gosh.
And when she feels well, she's really judgmental.
She's just mental. Okay, you're on with Jeannie Wilson, the love psychic.
Okay, my question is about love. I've been with this person for a long time. I just want to see if he's the one that's going to be with me forever or for until the end of my life or something.
Yeah, it looks excellent, and I feel you're getting those intuitive messages. So, yes, he's the one forever, yes.
Yes, he's the one forever, because he's younger than me, actually. Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Okay, but Monica, you sound like you're 12, so how old are you guys?
Well, I'm 45, and he's 25.
Oy. Right?
I just pick up that doesn't bother him, though, and he wants to be with you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I questioned about it first because I asked my mother first if it was okay for me to go out with him and my daughters, which is the same age as he is.
Oh.
And did she think that was weird?
No, my daughter loves them and stuff. And he just says, as long as I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom.
And your mother, did she oog out?
No, she says, as long as I'm okay with it and stuff, but make sure. Because he's younger than you, and you have to be ready for. Yeah.
Society gives you looks.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what they mean. I know what they mean.
Yeah.
Especially other women.
He makes me happy, though.
Oh, I can hear it.
Yeah.
I can totally hear. She's like, ooh.
I always look at her like a little girl, like a teen.
I know.
She's like a teenager again.
Giddy.
He makes me feel like a 15-year-old again.
Okay. All right. Well, Monica, be sure you guys use protection.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks
Monica.
For listening.
Bye-bye.
What a cutie. She's a doll. See, now that's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Because the other one, I don't know, that Lisa girl.
Yeah.
Girl, he's too good. You're too good for him, man. You're too good for him.
All right, Jeannie, thanks a lot for your time. We do appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.